This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKee. What's cracking? What's really good? They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha McKee and Big Dave.
Let's do it, baby. Big Dave's Power Half Hour is back.
What up, what up?
Sound like Snoop Dogg. Can we just say shout out to all of our listeners, man? The podcast has tripled in numbers. It's the number one podcast across the United States, and we are rocking it. I'm so excited about it.
Thank you very much for the support. Me too.
Right?
Who would have thought?
I don't know.
Vic saw something, man.
Right? Victor did. He was like, you know, I want you guys to just start typing in the first, from the very, very first one that should have been really shitty, and it wasn't.
It actually was.
It just
was.
Took off. No, it was not.
It was. I sounded like weird.
You are so ridiculous. So big shout out to you for tuning in, for downloading.
You.
We love you so much. We appreciate it. And don't forget, coming up February 22nd, we're going to be back at Crunch Fitness.
Super Circus Saturday.
Am I going to be back on the mic again?
You're going to be back on the mic because I don't like it. I can't do both. I can't time and yell at people in a positive way and do the mic. So you have to do it.
That is true. Because Dave be making sure everybody's posture is on point because that's so important. So February 22nd, check-in time is at 9:45. And Crunch Fitness on Arapahoe and Yosemite for a free 1 hour circuit training. It's going to be so crazy. So come push yourself to the limit.
We're lots of vendors, lots of fun, lots of, you know, Crumble was out there last time. Crumble Cookie. Shout out to them.
Where the hell were they? I didn't see them. I love
them.
You
actually left.
Wait, I was there for, in a lot of pain. That's when I started going through my, getting off the medications or whatever. Really? They got the best damn cookies.
They do. Shout out to them. Right pretty much up the kiosk from us. Go see them. Mention you heard
Big
us
Dave.
On Big Dave's Power Half Hour. They will hook you up.
But the best cookies.
Big time, big time, big time. Okay. Can't beat their cookies. So good.
They're
going to deliver soon. That's not a good thing.
They've delivered here twice and I've indulged. I have indulged, damn it.
I love it. You know, I saw that on the door. We deliver. I was like, what an ingenious ass idea.
Yo,
especially here.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. When
Are
you're
you
lit
kidding?
And then you order some cookies.
I don't get involved in a lit.
I don't either. But I'm telling you, if I was, what everyone says, what better way to Taco Bell than a cookie?
Dude, they have this cookie that's like, what the heck
every,
is it?
Every week they change them.
It's, oh my God, I forgot. Oh, it's got it's like a strawberry something cookie and
it's
it tastes.
Everything.
Like heaven.
Everything.
That's all I got to say. Okay?
They have their stuff together. So really big shout out for supporting us. We appreciate it. And all the vendors, want to give a big shout out to Revive.
Boom.
In DTC, Greenwood Village, Colorado.
We love you
guys.
Want
to give a big, big shout out to Mad Dog Fitness, Jesse, my boy, bringing the cryo chamber. That was a blast.
Oh, that was so dope.
That was really cool.
So our boss, really cool. Victor, you always hear us screaming because we need something. He got in that, John.
We got pictures of him on there.
Yeah, we do.
We need
to post. We should put them on our Instagram.
We totally do.
Be sure you're following us on our Instagram at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. And check out these photos, man. We had so much fun. So big shout out to all the vendors. They'll be there February 22nd at Crunch Fitness as well.
And a lot more.
And a lot more, all right? So today we're going to be answering some emails from our amazing listeners that are pretty much trying to get that 2020 kick going. You might have messed up in January, and that's okay. So I decided that I was going to pick some of the top emails and have a great conversation with Big Dave today. So, ready to get into it?
I'm ready.
All right, so Big Dave, my name is Ronald from South Carolina.
What
hey,
up,
Ronald. All right, he said, I got to tell you, I love you and Tosh. The podcast is great. I actually found it while at a friend's house. He was listening to it on his surround sound. And I got to say that I love the sense of humor and laughs that go along with us giving us information. Oh, that means a lot.
We appreciate the shout out very much. So thank you.
I love that. He said, my question is, I'm 63 years old. Wait, I'm 63 years old, about 6'1", and I'm 62 pounds overweight. That's a lot of sixes. So what are the precautions?
What's his weight? He didn't say. 62 pounds overweight?
62 pounds overweight.
So 6'1", 62, and
63
so he's 63,
years old.
6'1", and 62 pounds overweight.
Yeah. So he said, what are the precautions?
He's 666 pounds.
No.
What happens if you had 666 pounds and you traveled 6 miles at 6 miles an hour?
Remember
those?
To class.
Do you remember those?
Yes. You hated them?
I played football, so I didn't have to answer those.
You know what? You get on my nerves.
You know what? Don't listen to that. You have to go to school.
Go to school.
Back in my day, we just signed the paper and went and played ball.
That's when they played with rocks as toys.
Literally,
in
we
Dave's
had
day, I'm
buggies
kidding.
And like
beep, beep.
There was no... Remember that story? Like, when I went to school, I had to walk up 40 miles in the
yes,
cold.
In the freezing cold.
See, I just went to school so far back that I had buggies and, like, horses and shit.
He makes me sick. You
we
are
had,
so...
We had, like, the torchlight with the fire on the end.
That was you?
That was me. Getting beat up and bullied.
Stop it!
All right, so Ronald is 63. He's 6'1", and we don't know how much he weighs, but he's 62 pounds
overweight. Yep.
So and the question is...
What are some precautions that he should take, being that he's a senior? You know, some consideration
totally
you would
understand.
Ask when starting a new exercise program.
So we're starting fresh.
Yeah.
Biggest
like
thing,
it.
Honestly, is going to make sure to go get a physical if he yeah. hasn't already. Because we just want to make sure all his heart rate,
mm-hmm.
blood pressure, cholesterol, kidney function, liver function, stomach function.
And like mobility, right?
Pretty well, you know, if he has no ailments, lower back, knees, stuff like that. He didn't mention he has any sort of like, you know, debilitatory problems.
Right.
But I would say basically just an overall physical mm-hmm. to kind of just check everything out and make sure that he's good to go. And then honestly, you know, that's a great question. And,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether you're 20 or 60, 61 or 63.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still want to basically have those set parameters of making sure your form is diligent.
Right. That's don't go, so important.
Don't go ham in the gym and crazy on weight. Make sure you stay consistent with the form throughout the whole exercise that you're doing.
Even when you're tired.
Right. If you're trying to lose weight, keep your reps high, your weight low, your cardio up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to gain some mass, keep your reps lower, your weight a little heavier, but making sure you're maintaining form
mm-hmm.
and cardio a little bit more limited. And again, like we always talk about, and not to beat a dead horse here, guys, it's going to be diet and food.
Yeah.
You know, supplementation is going to be a little bit different because as you get older, your body does not.
I was going to say that.
It doesn't process some supplements as good as it used to as when you're younger.
Yeah.
But again, that all is predicated on his medical. If he has no problem with stomach or acid reflux or anything like that,
yeah.
then protein shakes and stuff like that are going to be fine. But sometimes as you get older, the metabolism does slow down on certain
yeah.
people. So therefore, taking in an excess amount of calories for a shake or something like that may not be necessary for Ronald. So that being said, I think Ronald, honestly, in a nutshell, watch your weight. Make sure your form is diligent. Don't go too hard at first.
Don't lose
Take
it.
Take it light,
mm-hmm.
but stay consistent.
Yeah, that's
and
important.
And always mix it up. Always mix it up.
That sounds good. So when do you think there's something that somebody, you know, when you're older, like he is, he's 63 years old. Is there something that can help him, like a supplement or something to get his metabolism moving?
I would say there's three supplements that are going to be very important. Number
okay.
one being a multivitamin.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's going to help him with his essentials, A's, B's, C's, D's, E's. Essential fatty acid, EFAs for sure. CLA, a full spectrum fatty acid like 3-6-9. Okay,
mm-hmm.
which come as one, like fish liver, fish oil, things like that.
Okay.
Okay, and
yeah.
third, I would probably introduce either a probiotic, which we've kind of
probiotics
talked about before,
bomb, yeah.
just so we can metabolize food,
yeah.
and an amino acid.
Yeah, what about help. Fiber?
Fiber's a great one. Fiber's going to go with the probiotic, so he could either
That's
do a
true.
Probiotic or a fiber yeah. a supplement, because fiber's going to keep everything moving.
Yeah, you got to move.
And like a Miralax, a Metamucil, something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's going to be light on the system, but yet it's going to help process things. So
mm-hmm.
great, great point. So yeah, I would say fiber's definitely in that top three. I would actually do fiber, Ronald, or all our listeners before
yeah.
I'd probably do a probiotic, because
okay.
it's definitely very proactive, and it's going to affect you. You're going to feel it right away, as opposed to the probiotic kind of goes in the system, does its thing, and then kind of gets out. The fiber you're going to feel.
So the probiotic, what is that like?
So a probiotic's going to basically go into the body,
yeah.
and it's going to work with the natural digestive enzymatic process that the body does to digest food.
Okay.
So it just basically helps digest food better, so it passes through your system a lot easier.
Oh.
So if you eat a lot of red meat, hence why I'm eating that now.
I see.
I'm actually eating
smells
while
amazing.
We talk. It actually is very good. but like if you eat a lot of red meat or a lot of like chicken or steak or bison or anything, meat derivative, a probiotic's really good because it's going to help break that down so the stomach doesn't have to work as hard to basically process it through the system.
Oh.
Probiotic is good for just anybody in particular. You can't really OD on a probiotic, so there's really no negative side effects. Now, you have to be careful with fiber because fiber sometimes, if you take too much,
Hershey's
can make
squirts.
You have the runs and go to the bathroom, then you can dehydrate. So whenever you're on a fiber laxative and or a fiber supplement, you always want to make sure you're hydrated with water.
I'd rather use fiber. Yeah, laxatives I stay away from. I feel dried out.
You know, a lot of people used to use laxatives, unfortunately, to lose weight. And I know my wrestling group out there, you know, that's listening, anybody that's wrestled before to try and drop weight, they'd always want you to do like a laxative of some sort.
Ooh.
It's not good. It's not safe. So stay away from that. You just move more towards your fiber because then there's a benefit for your whole system.
Oh, okay.
Because this helps clean it out, your colon,
your
esophagus,
like stressing your body
exactly,
out.
Exactly.
You know what's crazy? I always thought that the probiotic was this thing that say you got a tank and the tank has like crud on the outside, you know, on the walls. I thought the probiotic will go in there and kind of clean
like
the
a
walls.
Cleanse.
That's
like
what
a
I
colon
thought a
cleanse.
Probiotic would do.
Not quite off from that.
Okay.
It's very close.
Okay.
So basically you're thinking about like a colon cleanse or a systematic cleanse. Those are great to do. And we'll kind of talk about that real quick. Anybody out there listening, and ourselves included, I do a cleanse usually every 3 months. And what I do is I do a non-invasive cleanse. So there's a bunch of different cleanses out there. Yeah. Vitamin Cottage, really, to be honest with you, is one of your best places to get a cleanse. And they're very inexpensive.
Okay.
Some cleanses can be very, very expensive. You don't need an excessive amount of cleanses that are expensive. What you want to do is you want to get a cleanse that's going to work the overall organs, meaning your kidney, your liver, your pancreas, your stomach.
All at once.
Your GI, your lower intestine, your upper intestine, all that. That being said, when you take those cleanses, it's usually a 3 or 4 day cleanse. You take certain amount of pills in the morning, certain amount of pills at night because they have like an AM and PM type thing.
Oh, okay.
And basically what it does is it just goes in and it uses really good, what's the word I'm looking for? I had a brain fart here. Excuse me, guys.
It's okay.
What is the enzymatic thing they use with I'm trying
to use your phone? Use your phone.
No.
Is it Gentle?
No, it's they sell this in the store. Gosh, why am I having a brain fart on this? But what it is it's good. Like yogurt, cultures.
Okay.
Sorry, cultures.
Yeah.
What it does is it produces the body and it introduces cultures to go into the system and help clean out all your major organs.
Oh.
And basically, at the end of the day, after you're done with that cleanse, your system is kind of cleaned out. It's kind of gone through that tank like you talked about.
Yeah.
Got all rid of the crud in the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas, the stomach lining, the intestinal wall. And you feel kind of just good. It's a great thing to do if you're starting a new diet, if you've been off, if you're doing any sort of pain pills like
me,
you were on.
Right, I'm still
cleanse would be great for you to do. But again, remember this, non-invasive. Some of these can be pretty, pretty serious. And they want you to drink all these teas and they want you to take all these pills and you can end up start running to the bathroom, you dehydrate, you cramp up. So just get something like 3 to 4 day, 20, 25 bucks, Vitamin Cottage, AM, PM, and you're good to go.
That sounds really good.
Sorry, I was rambling. I couldn't remember
the word. No,
you're
not. That's all
cultures.
Amazing information.
Cultures. That's what it is.
See, my mom, she is obsessed with her Instapots. So last night she made me yogurt and a lemon curd, like from fresh lemons.
Yeah.
And it's like, she's like, yes, it's a probiotic and has all the life cultures. And I'm going to tell you, it makes me feel really good. But to go really quick back, you were saying about the cultures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you do this every 90 days you do this cleanse, do you actually feel different?
Yeah,
or you feel
do.
Lighter?
You kind of feel lighter on your feet because a lot of the times the cleanse will make you poop.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't mind that.
Sometimes it'll be a little bit runny, not to be graphic,
but
let's be real.
We got to talk about poop. That's important.
Sometimes it'll be runny. Sometimes it'll be solid. It really depends on how the person's body metabolizes calories
That's
and
true.
Food.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people just certain things run through their system. Some people it doesn't.
Yeah.
But you just want to make sure you're very hydrated. I can't stress that enough. A lot of water, a lot of tea. Stay away from the green tea, the dandelion roots while you're doing your cleanse.
Okay, that's good.
Because that's going to make you dehydrate more so.
Yeah.
And that's what you don't want because the cleanse is going to do all that for you. There's a lot of natural products in there, a lot of bee pollens, a lot of tree bark, a lot of saccharilla, just numerous herbs and things like that that they put together that goes in and cleans everything out. So it's like a little guy in a brush going in your organs just cleaning everything out.
Yeah, everything off. Is there now like an electrolyte or some type of something like a Pedialyte?
You can always
you
do
can
like
drink?
A Pedialyte, and I recommend
it. While you're doing it?
So the best thing to do, and we can talk about this too,
yeah.
with all this sickness going around,
man.
Okay, the best hydrant you can do instead of getting an IV, and I call this the oral IV,
yeah,
is going to be unflavored Pedialyte, half unflavored Pedialyte, and half Gatorade.
You are the, you know, first of all, can Gatorade cut the check, brother?
Right. Okay. I have been wanting Gatorade to sponsor me and us.
Check.
You need to support bodybuilding Gatorade because we are your biggest proponents.
Listen, you
and
know.
And I have Gatorade going through my veins, guys.
If,
I always have a Gatorade.
If I miss Dave and we're here at the radio station and I like happen to miss him and he leaves, I know he was there because of damn Gatorade.
There's always a Gatorade bottle in the gym or in the studio or in my house or in the car that you're going to find. And you know I was there. That's my footprint. But real talk, though. Like, yeah. That is probably, and you don't have to mix it with Gatorade. You could do all sport. You could do Powerade. Any sort of sports drink. Now, a lot of people out there, well, what about the sugar? What about the sugar? Honestly, that much sugar is not going to affect you in a negative way. And if you're sick, let me tell you something. Your body needs the sugar. You're going to burn that off. It's not going to affect you in a negative way. Mm-hmm. So just remember, if you drank too much, if you're hungover, bad headaches,
yeah, that's
you
me.
Know, blood sugar's dumping, Pedialyte headaches. And Gatorade is
perfect.
The best thing, especially if you're sick.
Okay.
Chug that nonstop.
Better than anything else.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ronald, we hope that we answered your question. If not, you can always email
we
us.
We went around it a little bit, but we got to
Yeah, but I mean, we went deep in so that if you have some questions while you're listening to your question on the podcast, we got you, okay? Moving on. My name is Kane from Newark, New Jersey. What up, Joyzy? I'm a sophomore in high school, and in my school, I'm on the wrestling team. I hope that you get to read my message. Hopefully, I'll find out, I guess, when I tune in. Is it true that it's not a good idea to do the same exercise in a day, in the same day? If so, why?
First of all, shout out to Kane because I love that name. When I have a boy, I want to name him Kane.
K-A-I-N.
It's a strong name.
It is Kane.
It's a badass
yeah.
name, Kane.
Yeah.
So,
I never met nobody named Kane. So what up, Kane?
Kane, thanks for the question. Thanks for the shout out. Appreciate listening.
Yeah.
So the question is it bad to do the same exercise? I'm assuming workout.
He's saying more than one session, the same session. So like,
so if he does arms, a chest workout in the morning and does a chest workout at night,
is that
I'm
bad?
Assuming.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but it's not the best. Now, let me give you a scenario here.
Okay.
A lot of wrestlers are trying to put on weight, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight.
That's crazy.
Okay? And their body's metabolism just goes crazy. Now, a lot of guys that wrestle usually are a little bit leaner than bigger. So, therefore...
So, they can be faster?
Excuse me. A lot of those guys, and I'm this is a random thing. A lot of these guys, believe it or not, are trying more so to cut weight than gain weight. The guys that are trying to gain weight... What's going to happen is they're going to eat an excess of a lot of calories when they're not getting ready for a tournament. Then they're going to have to sauna and go through that whole process of trying to dry out to make weight for the wrestling
match. So
it's like
they're going to have an off and on
season. Exactly.
Okay.
It does play a lot of havoc on the system. And you guys that wrestle or have wrestled, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I did it for a year and a half. Wasn't a big fan because my body, I was a very slight individual.
Yeah.
Therefore, for me to try and gain weight and then lose that weight,
that's
it just was really hard on my system.
Ooh.
So you guys can attest to this. But to answer your question, here's my suggestion. If you're going to do a two-a-day in the same body part, because it's sometimes a lot of guys will do that when it's a lagging body part.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Biggest thing is you don't want to really do that for buys, tries, because it's a smaller body part and it's a secondary body part to a primary. That being said, the chest being a primary because it's a bigger body part, the biceps or triceps are coming into play whenever you do a chest exercise. So my suggestion to you, Kane, is if you want to work a lagging body part
mm-hmm.
in one day twice, what you're going to do is the first session in the morning, you're going to go heavy, keep it around 4 to 5 to 6 reps,
okay.
3 sets with about a minute, minute and a half rest time in between, and do a normal workout. Later in the day, after you've had your caloric intake for the day,
okay.
say around 4 or 5, you're going to go back and then you're going to do a high volume workout because the body's already pre-fatigued. So that
earlier.
Being said, if you went back and you did chest again, you would not do anything less than 20 reps for 2 sets for each part of the chest because it's already pre-fatigued.
Okay.
So that being said, let's say you started your workout with bench press and then you did flies and you did cable crossover, then you did swoops. You would do the same exact workout later in the day, but you would increase your rep count to 25 to 30 reps for only 2 sets because then it's going to basically force volume of blood into that muscle cell and it's already pre-fatigued, so therefore it's going to be forced to kind of grow. Okay.
Wow.
So that's what I would recommend, and that is usually pre-fatigue training, and that's what we call it.
Yeah.
So sometimes people will call that a feeder. Rich Piana made that very popular. Rest in peace, my boy Rich.
Mm-hmm.
He unfortunately was not with us anymore, but Rich made feeder workouts very popular. You can check out his YouTube videos all over YouTube.
I love that.
Under Rich Piana, 5% Nutrition. I'm a big supporter. I used to be a 5%er as well. So look at his workouts, and it's the same thing as I was talking about. You do a primary, then you do a feeder exercise to kind of pre-fatigue that body part and basically just wear it out.
Sounds good.
So, sorry for the ramble again.
No, you're not rambling. You're giving good information. All right, we had another email from Tangela. I am from Brighton, Colorado. Where's that at?
What up? Brighton's here.
How far from
Thornton,
here?
Thornton area. Like a little Thornton. It's like by 30, 45 minutes.
What up, Brighton?
Up north. So, what up, Thornton or Brighton?
Thanks for writing.
They have a really beautiful justice center up there. Not that I've ever seen it.
Unbelievable.
But I've been there before, let's just say that.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
Were you like doing security for somebody?
Actually, I had to stop in there with someone. I wasn't a part of what they had to do. I'm just going to say, your justice center is beautiful up there. So it's very pretty.
Big shout out to Tangela for the email. She's
Tangela. That's an interesting name.
I know.
So Tangerine, but La.
Yeah, like Angela with a T.
That's right, Tangela. Ooh.
She says, I'm in the sales industry, so I'm out a lot with a lot of my clients. I'd like to say that I'm in great shape. I'm 38 years old, about 5'6", and weigh 138 pounds.
Yeah, you're proportionate,
she
girl.
She sounds like my goal.
You got it going.
Tangela, you want to switch?
Tangela, what is up? You're the contestant of the day.
Okay, she said, I have a lower belly that just doesn't seem to go away no matter how much I do in the gym or how many different abs workouts that I do. The thing is, could it be all the drinking with the clients and the coworkers? If so, how can I allow myself to indulge but still stay fit and get rid of that chub?
You know, it's funny you actually bring this up because I was talking to one of my clients about this literally the other day.
Uh-oh.
And they do sales and they have to wind and dine a lot of clients.
Yeah, especially with what we do for
a
living.
Exactly. So that being said, the best thing that I recommend for something like this, and this is my own personal opinion, you're going to get it. You know, if you ask five trainers the same question, you get five different answers.
That's
just
true.
Like a push-up. Okay. My personal advice is if you're going to drink, drink clear alcohol. Do not drink beer. Do not drink wine. Believe it or not, vodka, gins, rum.
Tito's.
Okay. Tito's.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Tequila. Now, every drink you drink, you want to chase down with one or two glasses of water to dilute it because it goes through the system a lot easier.
Mm.
Number one. Number two, splurging on a sales meeting dinner is not necessarily a bad thing because someone's taking you out. They're taking you to a nice steakhouse. You definitely want
to
enjoy that and indulge.
In.
Yeah. You want to indulge, but you do have to be a little discretionary of what you pick to eat. So just, again, our favorite word here in the studio is moderation.
It is moderation.
Moderate it. Don't eat the whole shrimp scampi. Have a couple bites of shrimp, you know, with the butter and the garlic. Shout out to Ocean Prime, DTC.
Oh my God,
that's my
love
spot.
You.
That's our spot. Tasha and I's favorite
love
spot.
It.
Love those guys, Aaron and John and everyone over there.
Hey, guys.
Jerry and Terrence take such good care of us.
Ashley, yep.
Ashley, exactly. Everyone over there. But honestly, it is a hard question to answer because you want to try and not eat so late, but then again, if you're going on a sales meeting or whatever and wine and dining clients, you're going to end up eating late. So you just got to be diligent about the water intake, making sure you're doing your cardio the next day if you're still alive.
Stay focused if you're still alive.
Right. And just be a little bit careful on the selection of what you're picking. So if they have steak and you haven't had too much red meat that week, maybe switch over to chicken or fish. And instead of getting the butter sauce, maybe get it on the side so you can be a little bit limited on what you're doing and, you know, maybe forego that one appetizer. But it's a hard question to answer because I want you to enjoy it, especially if someone else is taking you and treating you. That's always nice and fun.
Yeah.
But when it's consistent almost on an every week basis,
especially if that's
you can
job.
Start watching yourself balloon up because all that richness of food and butters and stuff, you're in great shape, you're a great weight, you're a great height. So and your age is not really a factor for metabolizing. So
mm-mm.
I would just say, honestly, just be diligent. Be a little bit careful of what you pick.
Yeah.
And just know that if you went out on a Monday for a steak dinner, on Wednesday, try and have maybe fish or chicken or something a little bit lighter
That's
and easier
true.
To digest on the system.
That makes sense. So try to eat cleaner if you want to indulge. See, I like Tito's with club soda. Just regular club soda.
And
eat
that, yeah, with lime and lemon.
Yeah. That's
maybe
that's
a splash
my
of cran. That's them. That's them.
I don't
drink.
Like juice. It's, I don't like,
really?
You know what's funny? I only drink Tito's.
I love juice.
I haven't drank in like 4 months, but I don't drink juice.
Really?
I only drink water.
Okay. Well, see, I hate water. Hence Gatorade. Best drink ever. Shout out to Gatorade.
Cut the check. Well, I hope that we answered that question for you, Tangela. Okay. And now it's time for the Fast Five with Big Dave. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Number one.
We need to have like something that like makes a bunch of noise.
We should.
We should. Whoopin'. Like a party. We should have Victor come in and make noises and stuff.
Every damn Wednesday. Yeah, that's what we should do. Number one, is it true that if you have diabetes, it's going to be much harder to lose weight?
Great question. And yes, it does make things harder to lose weight because it definitely plays havoc on the sugar intake. So your sugar can either raise or drop. Glucometer, of course, diabetics know what a glucometer is. It checks your blood sugar level and makes sure that you either have to do a shot or not do a shot, which affects the liver being able to dump. In basically English and layman's terms, and people can understand, yes, it does affect that. And you have to be very careful on when and how much you eat specific things. So you just got to be careful because if you're not taking your insulin the right way or the right type of insulin, it can affect the metabolization of the food. So you can gain a ton of weight being diabetic if you're not careful on your insulin uptake and what type of insulin you're doing and when.
There's different types of insulin?
Yeah, there's definitely three different types of insulin for the and the diabetics out there know. And for our listeners, there's three types. There's a fast-acting, a very slow-acting, and a very, very fast-acting.
Okay.
And believe it or not, bodybuilding community, of course,
we
figured out how to use insulin to our advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But let me give a big, big, big thing out here to all our listeners. Do not touch insulin if you're a bodybuilder.
Please.
It will kill you. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
It will literally kill you. And
don't
I've had friends
it.
Of mine, unfortunately, have died on insulin.
Oh my gosh.
Because a lot of our pros run insulin. And let me tell you something, it's one of those drugs, guys, that it's not forgivable. If you don't do it right, you will pass out and you will die. So
let me
please explain that to you. Do not follow some of the people that are running insulin because they don't sometimes know how to use it.
Yeah.
And it's one of those drugs that if you take a little bit too much and you're not monitoring yourself, you will literally pass out and not wake up.
That's scary.
So, yeah. So to answer the question, not to go into like deathly things.
Yeah, but it's information.
But it is very true because a lot of my boys will come and be like, D, I'm thinking about running insulin because I read the articles are really good. And let me tell you something. It does do what it says it's going to do, but the side effects, unfortunately, way overweigh the positives of it.
Oh, yeah, so don't even
bother. Yeah, there's other things out there that give you just as much great effect with peptides and SARMs out there now.
Uh-huh.
So we've kind of eliminated that, which is good, but just be diligent, guys. Don't just jump on stuff like that.
Good. Don't do it. Number two, do you have to have a cheat day How important is a cheat day?
Do you have to have a cheat day or how important is a cheat day?
Huh.
Cheat day is very important.
Really?
And yeah, it is because if you don't give yourself a cheat meal or a day, so let's make this clear real quick. There's a difference between a cheat meal and a cheat day.
Hell yeah, I can't
stand cheat day
that.
Would be like a Super Bowl, okay? Super Bowl, you're going ham, you're going nuts,
you're
eating
out all day.
All sorts of food with friends and family and at parties.
Mm-mm.
And then you kick yourself that night or the next day going, oh my God,
what did I
just eat? Right. So I think the best way to go about doing this is having maybe a few cheat meals. And rewarding yourself for basically staying on your diet the way you should and being diligent about that.
But what does that do for your body if you're eating clean all the time? Because I think cheat meals are cool, but then mentally, I really beat myself up.
Some people don't need
a
cheat day or cheat meal, and they just rather stay clean the whole time, which I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, I need a little bit of indulgence. So again, if we do, and I'll use Ocean Prime again, like Ocean Prime is my favorite place.
Amazing.
We go to Ocean Prime. You can eat very clean at Ocean Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't need to have your sauces and your butters and your garlics
Nothing.
And all this. But it is fun once in a while to have that. But if you're not used to that, what can happen when you introduce those type of things into your system when you're not used to them, you get a stomach ache, you start running to the bathroom.
Yep.
Because all the fats and butters and oils and seasoning and stuff
not
like that that your body's
it.
Not used to kind of goes in overload. And then the body, of course, when it goes in overload, what does it do? It says, oh, we got to get rid of it. And then you end up having the bad poop and you don't, it's not
throwing
a good
up.
Not a good look on a date.
I get nauseous.
Not a good look on a date.
No, it's
hey,
not.
Hey, I got to go take a poop again.
Or throw up and
throw
hi.
Up. Yeah, yeah, literally.
Your breath smells like ass cheeks.
Both ends here.
Number three, how many calories does it take to burn 1 pound?
Oh, wow. That's a great question.
How
many calories does it? What is? I feel like I'm in school.
I know.
Like you literally look like my teacher, and you're like, Dave. How many calories does it take if Timmy walked across the street with a bag of protein? Oh, you snorted there. Tasha snorted a little bit, everyone. You are going to hear this on the podcast for the first time. I got Tasha to snort.
We don't have
you know
editing.
She's feeling better when she snorted. You better not edit that out, girl. But no, real talk. How many calories does it take to burn 1 pound?
Yes. Isn't it like 3,500
calories
for 1 pound?
That's a great... You know what? To be honest with you, I don't know.
Where's your phone?
I got it right here. Come on. I'm going to pull up my fancy flip phone.
He's got this damn
fold phone.
That looks like a whole computer.
And everyone loves it. Everyone loves it.
I'm like, what is that?
Hold on. We're going to... You know what, guys? I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be very transparent like I always am to everyone. Everyone that knows me knows I am. I am literally going to ask Google this, and you're going to hear me ask it live. Hold on. I got to find Google. Where the hell's Google? All right. Hey, Google. All right. How many calories does it take to burn 1 pound?
Yeah. Am I right? Oh, my God. Am I right?
You know what? Tasha gets Ocean Prime. 3,500 calories equals about 1 pound of fat. It is estimated that you need to burn about 3,500 calories to lose 1 pound. So, in general, if you cut 500 to 1,000 calories a day, now she's beatboxing over here, from your typical diet, you'd lose 1 to 2 pounds a week. It sounds simple. That's where it stops, but it really is not. So, honestly, great job. I thought it was like 27, 2800.
I mean,
but I wasn't going to say nothing because I knew I didn't know. And I will be honest with
you. You turned so red. It's so funny.
I'm just like, oh, Lord, you got me on the spot.
The
I'm going to detention with Vic.
No, that was good.
Great question. Really good question. Thank you.
That's a lot. 35.
That is a lot.
A week.
That's a lot. Well, think about that. That's
a lot.
3,500 calories. So it takes 3,500 calories. To burn one pound. So 7,000 calories to burn 2 pounds.
A week. Is that healthy to do, you think?
Yeah, that is very healthy. 1 to 2 pounds. So honestly, everyone out there, if you're losing 1 to 3 pounds a week consistently as a man or a woman, and you're following a diet, you're working out, you're being pretty diligent, whether you're following a diet or not, this is irrelevant. You're being diligent about what you're eating and working out and cardio and the whole nine. That is a safe,
as
realm
long as you're doing
to stay in 1 to 3 pounds. Now, the reason why I say that is because anything more than 3 or 4 pounds in a week, usually is going to be a lot of water.
Oh,
so that being said, if you basically drop 7 pounds in 1 week, there's usually some reason for it. And a lot of people are like, oh my God, you know, I lost 7 pounds in a week. Out of that 7 pounds, 1 to 2 pounds of it's body fat, the other 6 or 5 is usually subcutaneous water.
Oh.
Okay, so when you're on pain pills, you're on any sort of metabolizer that's going to slow things down. When you start dropping weight, you may drop an excess amount the very first few weeks.
Yeah.
A lot of it is water because the body's been storing water because it goes into that storage mode.
Okay, so when you drop water, after you drop your water weight, do you start to burn fat? How does that work?
Yes, you will. But again, if you're dropping 7 to 10 pounds a week, remember, 1 or 2 of that is body fat.
Is at least.
So you want to stay consistent with that 1 to 3 pound range because that's a really safe range for people to stay in, and it's a very accurate range. So if you see the scale dropping 1.5 to 2 pounds a week, that's really comfortable.
That's okay.
You know, that's really comfortable. It's not bad at all. Now, if you're dropping like 5 or 6 pounds a week,
that's scary.
You know, depending on what you're doing and what you're taking, because a lot of people that are dropping that much weight are usually taking something that's speeding up the metabolism. So you just got to be really careful with your heart. You know, your blood pressure could go up too high. So just be a little bit aware of that.
Yeah,
so
just be careful with
stimulants and fat burners and things like that. You know, don't let it be a falsehood because a lot of times, a lot of it's water weight, not fat.
That makes sense. Number 4, why are rest days needed? I used to never want a rest day. Like, I would eat and just be like, oh, gotta go to the gym. Like, why are rest days? And do you have to? Well, isn't it like for healing purposes? Dave is stuffing his mouth with this amazing food right now. I just want you to know.
The biggest thing is it kind of goes along with having a cheat day for your food. Is it necessary to have a cheat day for food? No. It's everyone individually.
Yeah, right.
So some people, if they're going out for their birthday, and they want to have a cheat night. And they're like, oh, I want to eat some cake. I want to have a couple of drinks. I want to have, you know, filet or pizza or whatever they may be. Indulge it. Have fun with it. It's one day. It's not going to kill you.
Yeah. And don't let it take over your brain.
Now, the same thing goes with working out. If you're breaking your ass in the gym, and it doesn't matter what level you are, and I say breaking your ass, meaning if you're in a beginner, intermediate, advanced, a competitive athlete, whatever. And this just doesn't go for just the gym. It goes for pretty much all sports.
Yeah.
Football practices, and I know all too well about those, wrestling, all that stuff. Your body needs 1 or 2 days to recover because it's a machine.
Right.
And the body and what we have is the fastest adapting machine in the world. So if you don't give it a rest day here and there to recover and recoup and just have no stimulus on it for 1 or 2 days, it's going to work that much better. okay? It's like someone going out to their car that it sits outside all day and it's freezing cold and you just start it up and drive. Ugh. You got to give it time to let those fluids get into places it needs to go, the oil to disperse where it needs to go, and it to warm up. It's the same thing with the body.
Okay.
If you basically just keep going and going and going, sooner or later, certain things are going to start breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to give it that day. And when I say a rest day, it's a rest day. Now, some people consider cardio their rest day. That is fine, but you still want to make sure that you're stretching out real good,
mm-hmm.
making sure you're pampering yourself a little bit on those days, you know, upping your caloric intake a little bit on those days to get a little bit extra carbs, just so you're basically, your body's recovering the way it wants to. So when you go back to the gym or go back to the sport that you're in,
it's ready.
It's ready to go. It's refreshed.
Okay.
Okay. It's just like anything. It will break down if you just keep doing it over and over and over again. Plus, it becomes monotonous. You got to give your body that stimulation a break a little bit.
So when you take a rest day really, really quick, because we're still on number four, do you take your supplements or do you give your whole body a
maintain
break?
Your supplements. The only thing I wouldn't take is if you're taking a pre or post workout, stay off those.
Yeah. Because
you're not going to the gym.
Because you'd be like, oh, crap.
Right. So if you're going to, if you're doing cardio, I would still stay off the pre workout because you don't really need a stimulant to do cardio. I mean, I know some people do. A cup of coffee, something like that is fine.
Clean your
but
house.
Just give yourself your body that rest day.
Yeah.
It's like a cleanse day.
That makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
Some people go to church on Sundays. That's their church day. You know, I mean, it could be some people love football. That's their football day.
Yeah.
This is your break of day from the gym.
And there's nothing wrong with
that. Right. No, you gotta give yourself a break because, again, it's going to become monotonous.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That makes sense. Number five, the last one, if I have to skip a workout, is walking considered a workout?
Yeah.
I would say yeah.
Because it's stimulating metabolism and you're utilizing cardiovascular function. And your body's moving.
I was going to say, what?
I mean, obviously, if you're going to do a light jog or power walk or, you know, parkour or whatever the hell that is where you jump over buildings and shit.
That's actually kind of cool.
Tasha could jump from this building to the next
building. I wish. I do a mile a day, so I was waiting. I was like, wait a minute. I walk a mile a day.
That is a workout.
I'll do like 25 minutes here, and then I got to walk back to the house.
That is a workout.
Okay, good.
Yes, that's
even though I'm not dropping nothing, you know.
No, and you know what? And what's funny is people get discouraged because like, well, I walk like... 2 to 3 miles a day. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very good for the cardiovascular system. But you also have to stimulate that VO2 max to basically burn calories.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not getting your heart rate. So what that means, guys, is if you're not getting your heart rate up to a certain point, your body's not going to burn calories. So therefore, just walking is good for you. It helps stimulate the cardiovascular and the heart. But in order to burn body fat, you got to put a little bit of stress on the system to get that VO2 max up to burn calories.
That makes sense.
So it's like, it's almost like comparing like having a fire.
Yeah.
Okay. A small flame is going to give you heat.
True.
But if you're cold, all right, and I don't camp, I'll glamp.
You put a couch in
my idea of camping is...
Glamping? We're going to glamp together.
My idea of camping is no room service. So I don't camp, guys. I got to have a weenie bagel and a double wide. So,
glamping.
You know what I'm saying? I got some room service or some Grubhub delivered to my ass. Like,
brother, if I'm within together.
If I'm within the jurisdiction of they can still deliver, I'm consider that camping.
Yeah.
But real talk, like, so if you light a fire... and the fire is small, but warm enough to give you a little bit of heat, it's doing its purpose.
Right.
But if you add kimber and plants, not plants, don't burn
couches.
Plants. Yeah, mattresses. If you put paper and wood or any sort of fire materials on the fire, okay, then it's going to get bigger and produce more heat. It's the same thing with the body.
With the body.
The more stimulus and metabolizing you do to the body, the more body fat it's going to burn and more of a workout it's going to be.
All right.
So if you were to power walk for, say, 3 minutes straight and then walk normal for 5 minutes, it's almost like your own little hit system.
Like a sprint?
Depending on the person, if the knees are okay and they feel comfortable to sprint, then sprint.
I'm going to do what you just said.
But I think that if you power walk for like 3 minutes straight and just arms moving, maybe put some 2-pound dumbbells in your hand when you're walking and then walk for 5 minutes just normal, you're upping and lowering the metabolism. So it's a little
hit
system.
I'm going to do that today.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
do
it's
today.
Something to start with.
Yeah.
It really is.
That makes me excited just to start because I'm still in therapy. We're still slowly coming off of medication. I forgot the name of the medication I'm on. It's like a T. It's like Tramadol.
Tramadol.
Tramadol
is
to Tramadol.
Tramadol is a good drug. It's a light muscle relaxant. But the problem with Tramadol is it's one of those drugs that you don't feel it right away, and then you got to take a couple extra ones, and then it kind of slows everything down.
Oh, God,
so it
really
does give the body the same effect that an opiate can,
yeah.
But it's really not considered in the opiate family because it's more of a milder muscle relaxant.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, don't overdose on it. Just because you may not feel it doesn't mean it's not working.
It does,
it's
yeah.
still doing
just
its job.
It
but again, a lot of water.
Yes.
Try and flush it out of your system.
But you
stuff
know,
like that.
Dave, like for me, and in closing, with me being on the Tramadol, I meant to call you the other night, but I was like, you know what? It's 10 o'clock. I'm not bothering nobody after 8:30. I know, but I love you, but I didn't want to bother. So is the more water I drink because of the pain medication, like that? Is that why I'm so bloated? Because I feel like a damn bed bug right now.
Yes. The water that you're taking in, unfortunately, is not being processed through and ridded out.
I piss like a racehorse.
Right. So even though you pee a lot,
yeah.
you're not still excreting the amount of water that you normally would if you weren't taking the pain pills.
Okay.
The pain pills or any sort of opiate or any sort of narcotic for everyone out there slows the metabolism down very, very drastically.
Yeah.
And I almost, and I'm not trying to single women out here.
No, because,
but I almost feel
me.
Like hormonally, and this goes into the hormone thing, which we're going to kind of get to the next show possibly.
I can't wait.
I know, we're excited about that. Make sure you stay tuned to that. We're going to get into the HRT, TRT aspect,
yes.
our favorite thing. Shout out to Revive, of course, the testosterone HRT clinic that we support wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing, when you take those pills, it slows the metabolism down for some reason, and a lot
really?
More so for women because hormonally you guys just tend to hold a lot more water than men
do. We do.
So the more water in, the more water out. And I know it doesn't kind of make sense, but it is the truth.
Yeah.
Dandelion root, green tea
I
extract,
love dandelion.
Those two, acetyl-carnitine, those three, and I'll say it again, dandelion root, green tea extract, acetyl-carnitine, not L-carnitine, acetyl-carnitine.
Acetyl.
Those three compounds together form a little natural diuretic for the system.
Oh.
But it's non-invasive. So it's not like taking a Lasix or a blood thinner
pill.
Or like a water pill, like a diazide
yes.
or Lasix or something like that.
Yeah.
Like sometimes a blood thinner will make you pee a lot too, like
oh.
a Coumadin or something like that. But this is like a little formula that we've put together, and a lot of trainers utilize this too for people that have a really hard time doing stimulants to try and get rid of water and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a really nice natural product you can get for $3-4 a bottle.
Okay.
Some people will use echinacea in there, but the three key ingredients, again, not to repeat, acetyl-carnitine, not L-carnitine. Acetyl-carnitine actually goes into the muscle cell and basically creates the water to basically come out from internally in.
Without dehydrating?
Out. Exactly.
That's
acetyl-carnitine,
awesome.
Dandelion root, green tea extract.
Okay, I gotta
follow
write that
the
down.
Dosage on the bottle two to three times a day,
mm-hmm.
but still drink your water in excess because those three proponents are gonna go in and help stimulate the water loss.
Yeah, I will. And no, I don't take it like you're talking about women. It's me and you. So we're just here looking
right.
at each other and not for nothing. It's normally me that
yeah.
I'm using as an
and
example.
And believe it or not, you know, and like I said, I'm not trying to single women out, but for some reason, hormonally, whenever
we
you take any sort of narcotic,
yeah,
it slows
like
you down so much.
It does. You see me.
Right,
I'm sitting
right,
right across
whereas
every
if,
Wednesday.
If you, like, let's say we'll use Vic or myself.
Yeah.
If I were to take the same amount of narcotic that you're taking for your lower back issues,
mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't hold as much water because
nope.
hormonally, my body doesn't hold the water like a woman does. Now,
nope.
granted, no disrespect to the guys out there, especially if you're having a hard time holding water. It's the same thing. You do
yeah.
the same exact thing that a woman would do.
Yeah.
And then like going on an exercise bike or walking like we talked about earlier,
yeah.
that will help too because you want to do stuff
sweat.
To stimulate and metabolize.
Yeah.
Keep the body moving.
It's just worse for us
when
women.
You're sedentary, then it's worse because then you're just sitting
yeah.
and then, you know,
me.
That's always hard because at the end of the day, most people are taking those because they've had surgeries
yep.
or they're in pain. So therefore, they're not moving. They're sedentary.
Yeah.
So that
makes
the matters worse.
Yeah, it does.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
just try and get up and walk around.
Do
even if it's walk
stuff.
Around the house.
Yeah.
Walk around the house. You
I
know,
put 2-pound weights
yeah.
around my ankles.
And
go.
If you're limited on not even able to do that, just walk around the house like 20 times. You know, go out to the
just
mailbox.
Move.
Walk around. Go outside. Get a little fresh
it
air.
Makes a difference.
Just start moving, and that will help get things moving.
There we go. Big Dave's Power Half Hour. We are in the building. We're about to be up out of here. Don't forget, if you want to send in your questions, anything you want us to discuss, we would love to. Make sure you email us at BigDavesPowerHalfHour@gmail.com.
Can I give one shout out?
Of course you can.
I want to give a shout out, and this is a gentleman, and we usually don't use a show for this particular situation.
Yeah, but we know some good people.
This is going to help a lot of people out. And I'm going to give a shout out to my boy Waylon Hirsch. He's my attorney. He is the guy to go see if you've been in any sort of car accident or have any sort of issues with anyone. He's the firm's founder. Reeves Whalen is his name. He's one of the top leading injury attorneys in Colorado. You can't go wrong with what he does. His team is absolutely amazing. And basically, he works with everyone budget-wise, whatever situation you're in. But I can attest to this. And I'm usually not one to kind of single anybody out. But he has been a huge help with me. I got in a car accident about a year and a half ago. It was my first time I got in a car accident. And I tell you what, he was amazing at what he did and the help that he did. And I'm not going to single anybody out, but there's a lot of people out there that are kind of shysters with this type of situation. He is really legit. He's part of the fam, and he will take care of you. So again, Waylon Hirsch, look him up. He's in the Greenwood Village over here off Arapahoe Road in DTC in 80111. And like I said, I just wanted to give a shout out to him because he's a personal friend and he's done so much for me. And you know, the bottom line is he'll take good care of you. His phone number, if you're looking for his phone number, is going to be 303-906-7497. There'll be a direct link on our Instagram that Tasha's going to put up for me. Again, I can attest to his services and his team are top of the line, and he will work with anybody. So again, thank you so much, Waylon, for your time and your effort. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you to all our vendors for Super Circuit.
Yes.
February 22nd, we're going to be out there. Vic, shout out to him. French our fitness. Numbers are crazy.
We love you.
He
guys.
Sends me these numbers. I don't know what the hell they are, but I guess they're going up, so
it
they
means
seem good.
We have heavy ratings. People are downloading.
Right.
And
you know what?
They're getting help from
That's
us.
That's from them.
Yeah.
And we
our
just keep doing what we do.
Yeah.
And I love you
we
to
love
death.
You guys.
Thank you for everything.
I love you
always.
More.
It's so good to have our girl back. Woohoo! Thanks, guys. Thank
We're
you
back
so much.
Together. We'll see you next Wednesday when we discuss HRT.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKeon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.